guys, it's Lindsay. Big news. We are going to do a repeat episode this week because Kirk's busy with his family. I'm just kidding. I'm also busy with my family. What I didn't tell Kirk is that my family is also in town, so I made him feel bad about not being able to record this week, but I couldn't really record anyway because my parents are in town. So thank you for your patience. Look, we're just two people trying to live our lives. We're trying to be good siblings. We're trying to be good daughters and sons. He's a good dad, I think. We're doing our best, okay? But we're showing up for you. Here's a repeat. We love you. We'll see you next week with a fresh new episode. Bye.
Welcome to Food Fight, the food podcast where we debate food topics despite having no real culinary knowledge, yet we still defend our uneducated opinions to the death. I am your host, Kirk Finchon.
I am your other host, Lindsay Gentile.
And each week we take one single food theme and dissect it, discuss it, and debate it within an inch of its life. We offer no answers nor solutions to these food dilemmas, only more chaos. Happy 2021.
And just like that, everything's better.
I mean, exactly. It turns the clock. Everything's fine. It's like nothing bad ever happened.
I know. It was so fun, like going to a concert this weekend and just like making out with all of my friends.
I went to a club.
Wow.
Yeah. And I took some ecstasy.
Woo!
And just like hooked up with the DJ, and it was great.
Good for you. I'm into it. I mean it.
2021, it's a new Kirk and a new Lindsay.
I love it. Well, here we are. Happy to be in the same room as you because it's 2021 and now we can do that.
Yeah. We're in the same room, oddly, with the same kind of sound that you would get from a Zoom, but that's on purpose because we want people to just feel comfortable.
Yeah, we wanted it to sound not as good as us being in the same room together.
Yeah.
Wanted it to feel like old times.
Yeah.
But we're just Zooming separately in the same room.
Exactly. Because we keep it 100. And let's do some listener mail for 2021.
Great.
Because we have some. This is from Zachary. This is a great one. It's a little long, but I'm going to read most of it. Okay. Because it's complimentary and I like compliments. Dear Kirk and Lindsay, I would like to take a moment and say how much I enjoy your podcast. It's a weekly dose of levity that I think all of us needed this year. Recently, I was listening to a previous episode where you mentioned visiting San Diego and tried a well-known cake place that was underwhelming. I was wondering what place that might be. I'm going to dime on it right now. It's called Extraordinary Desserts. It's in Little Italy. It's the prettiest cake you'll ever find, but they're like $17 or $18 for a slice of cake.
Oh, wow.
And they don't tell you this, but they put sauce on their cake.
What do you mean sauce?
Like you'll order like a chocolate cake and you're like, okay, I'll take one of your chocolate cakes. And you're excited because the cakes look good in the cake case and they're gigantic pieces of cake. But then they put flowers on it and then they'll put like a raspberry sauce on it without telling me. And I don't like sauce. Also, I don't like you not telling me about sauce. So Extraordinary Desserts, I put you on blast. Continuing with Zachary, I'm a sophomore at UC Berkeley, but also a native San Diegan, where I currently have been studying remotely for the past semester. While fruit, here's what he has to say about some certain things. I love this. While fruit is a nice sweet treat after dinner, it definitively isn't dessert. Boom. We'll never talk about it again.
Well, I guess you're right, Kirk.
It is a new Lindsay. Also, shout out to your son, Theo. I've thoroughly enjoyed his presence as a guest host. That's a big whatever. I completely agree that people shouldn't dish Chinese American food such as Panda Express for being inauthentic, since it's really not trying to be. And I'm a new Kirk in 2020, and I'm going to say, yeah. I think I trashed a Panda Express last year, and I'm not going to, specifically because towards the end of last year, my daughter is on her yearbook staff at school, and they were doing a fundraiser where they're like, you have one day, go to Panda Express And some of the proceeds for what you buy will go to the yearbook staff to help put out the yearbook. And I was like, okay, well, I'll do it for that, for a good cause. And I got the orange chicken. That's fucking great.
Mm.
So I'm wrong.
Yeah, and it's not trying to be anything more than what it is, you know?
Exactly. And that's what Zachary says. He says, it's delicious and isn't all that matters. 100%. And he says, speaking as a Chinese American who's had his fair share of authentic Chinese food, not liking dried fruit in pastries and desserts makes no sense. But your guy's irrational food quirks is part of the charm of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Again, now you're going to start digging this. One of my weird food quirks is my inability to order anything but Penang curry at a Thai restaurant.
I'm with you.
I mean, that's you.
That's me.
That's, you cannot order anything but Penang, or at least have Penang with. Yes.
Yes.
He has the same thing. Also, he says that he can't order anything but tonkatsu ramen at Japanese restaurants. Same situation, which is also great. Every time I think I should try something new, I remember what I'll be missing out on and that I can't bring myself to do it. Is that how you feel when you're doing your Penang curry?
Yeah, I feel like I missed my opportunity, you know, and I spent money. I should get all the things.
Wow. Okay. So it is the same kind of weird food quirk as Zachary. You're like, I want to do something new, but somewhere in your heart, you're going to regret not getting the Penang, right?
Yeah, and then I'll just eat it the next day, you know?
Okay. There you see, you got a good system. Okay. Here's Zachary's other food quirk. Everyone, listen to this. Okay. Also, I have a tendency to eat my food in dissected components in order of enjoyability. For example, for a sandwich, I'll eat the vegetables, then the bread, then the meat.
Oh, wow.
That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Zachary. For a sandwich? Wow. Yeah, right? Let's unpack that for just one quick second.
Huh.
So you make a sandwich, your favorite sandwich, and then you take off all the stuff and eat it individually? That's what I'm reading that as.
I think he needs to send us a video.
Zachary, send us a video, because if that's the case, that is the quirkiest of food quirk. That's almost work.
I've heard of this with sides. You know, some people eat the sides, but a bite of the side with a bite of the meat, a bite of the side with the bite. Some people eat their favorite side first. Some people eat their least favorite side first to get it over with. I've heard of people compartmentalizing their sides.
Yes.
But I've never heard of this with a sandwich, and I think we need to see it.
Yeah, that's different. I understand, I don't do it, but I understand the compartmentalizing of sides with in your entree and stuff. But when a thing is put together on purpose and then you dissect it, that is nutso. Also, go ahead.
I've dissected things before, but not sandwiches.
Exactly. Some things can be dissected. Okay, he does another one, which I'm like, this to me defeats the purpose. For pho, I'll eat the random veggies, then the noodles, then drink the broth. Again, to me, that defeats the purpose of having pho, which is kind of an all-glorious bowl of soup that you're just taking all of it in.
Yeah.
I think
with pho, I don't eat as much broth as I enjoy the noodles and the vegetables, and then I'll get to a little bit of broth.
But you're not purposely dissecting. That's just what comes in your
spoon. No, it's just kind of what happens in the spoon.
Yes. So this is a purposeful dissection, which to me is fascinatingly quirky and weird. So God bless you, Zachary. He finishes out with, he recommends that we try to do a Persian or Korean food show. Guess what? We're going to be doing both. Thanks, and keep up the good work with the show. Sincerely, Zachary. Zachary, thank you so much for the email. If you have a question or comment, and like Zachary, you can send it to us at foodfightthepodcast@gmail.com. That's foodfightthepodcast@gmail.com, and we will read it on the air. Let's get into our poll. Did you see the poll? Because I did it specifically to troll you.
I saw the poll. And I voted.
That's okay. You're an American. You are allowed to vote.
But when I saw the poll, it was 50-50.
It was a tight race. So the poll was, what's better, cold cheese on a burger or just a burger? That was the poll. Okay. Over 900 people voted.
Okay.
Cold cheese won.
Oh, my God. This really is the new year.
It is. Still pretty close. 58% said yes to cold cheese. 42% said no cheese.
Ah, I feel so good.
Everything is coming up, Lindsay, in 2021.
That feels really good. You guys, listeners, thank you so much for understanding that, like, we don't want the cold cheese, but if we have to choose, we're going to choose.
I don't like it. I don't agree, but the people have spoken.
And because, God bless the people.
Because the people have spoken, we can now officially bury this argument.
I love it. Okay. It feels so good.
Feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder.
Yeah, I feel like very zen and very at peace.
You look very zen and very at peace in the last
year. Yeah. Episode.
So so good on you. But that was our food poll. You can look out for our food polls every Tuesday morning on the Yummy Instagram page. Let's get into our main topic today. It's the beginning of the new year. I don't know about you, but I have spent half or all of December just stuffing my face with whatever I can grab. So in the new year, try to be a little better. So we're talking salad today.
Salad, baby.
Nothing wrong with a salad. I love salad. I'm going to give you a famous quote and see if you know who said it. You don't win friends with salad. Who said it?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
I got it right?
No, not even close. With such confidence, I didn't want to bring you down. I'll tell you who said it. Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Homer Simpson said, quote, you don't win friends with salad. I disagree. There are a lot of salad haters out there, and I'm not really sure why. Have you met a salad hater?
Yeah, I've had people like be like, you're going to get a salad here? I mean, this is where you get a steak, or this is where you get a burger, or whatever. I mean, look, there's good for you salads, there's bad for you salads, there's good salads, and there's bad salads.
Exactly.
There's so many ways you could salad.
Exactly. And that's why salad is great. It's so much more versatile and diverse than people make it out to be.
Yes.
Let me hit you with a theory, though. The whole point of a salad is to be healthy. If you're not eating a healthy salad, you're salading wrong. I kind of believe that. I would rather eat a healthy salad than a quote-unquote not unhealthy salad. I'd just rather go, I'm going to eat a healthy salad, and then sometime later in the week, I'll eat the unhealthy thing. What's the point of eating a salad if you're not going to eat it healthy?
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, but there's so many bad things out there for you to eat. Why not just make salad the healthy thing and then eat the bad thing later?
Because sometimes like a Cobb salad, let's say, is unhealthy.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stick with you all day like a burger. A burger is going to like sit in your belly and make you feel really full. You're not going to feel super full in the same way like you would with like a Cobb salad.
That's a valid point, especially if that burger has cold cheese on it.
Yeah, you don't want like a big heavy thing, but you want something kind of bad for you. You could go for like a deliciously tasty salad.
2021 Kirk says yes. 2020 Kirk says, fuck off, Lindsay. That's ridiculous.
Also, maybe you don't want carbs. So you want to eat something fatty, like with all the cheese and the egg, but you don't, and you want some protein, but you don't want to eat something greasy.
True. I tend to be more of an all or nothing situation where I want, if I'm going to go salad, I'm going to go healthy. And then the crappy thing I'm going to eat another time will be crappy. So, but again, that's another reason to enjoy salad even more. You can have the healthy salad you can feel good about yourself. And then a day or two later, it's like, hey, remember when I ate that salad? Well, I earned this pulled pork sandwich.
Right.
So I'm here for it.
I understand in that logic. But I also understand, like, maybe you're not into pulled pork and your unhealthy thing is your Cobb salad.
Okay. When has anyone in the history of salad gone, I'm going to be naughty and get a Cobb salad? Like, that's going to be my cheat. No one says a Cobb salad, the salad's your cheat.
You I know, cheat but bacon. Sometimes you don't want fries and breads. You go for like a medium option.
I think my medium option would be a healthier sandwich then. I feel like let's keep salad healthy. Ooh, let's keep salad healthy. T-shirt.
I don't feel that way, but you can do whatever you want with your salad.
Wow, you're so diplomatic in 2021.
Well, I'm trying not to rip your head off.
Yet. Let's move on then. Is salad a lunch only, or do you do as a dinner? And if you do it as a dinner, is it one of those things where you're like, I'm in a hurry, or I don't have a lot to make with, I'm just going to make a salad? Or is you're like, I'm making a dinner salad?
I don't typically do salad for dinner. I typically do it for lunch.
I typically do it for lunch too. And if we do a salad for dinner, it's going to be obviously either on the side, or it's going to be like, okay, we're doing this one special salad, which has a ton of stuff in it, and which I will get into later. Let's get into the important part of salad, which is the lettuce. All right, I'm just going to throw down a bunch of types of lettuce. I'm going to say all these are great, but let's talk about them individually and then rank them. Okay, iceberg. Trash lettuce?
I like iceberg.
Ooh, okay. As in you will choose it on the regular?
I buy it and I choose it on the regular, but I like it cut in a certain way. So it's like, I don't like square pieces that you see like in a salad bag of iceberg. I like it like either in a wedge situation, or I like it like a choppy situation. Like I like it. I like to cut iceberg lettuce, but I don't like the bags of iceberg lettuce.
Okay, so you get the head. You get the head and you chop it up. Mm-hmm. All right, no, that's respectable. I would prefer iceberg lettuce to me is just water. Aside from a certain specific salad, which we'll get into later. But I respect that you're like, I'm going to cut it instead of just get a bag of iceberg lettuce, which just looks sad. And then if it gets wilty and brown, it's like the saddest bag.
Yeah, it's sad. I like to like keep it fun and crunchy.
You do like to keep it fun and crunchy.
But that's why iceberg is the best lettuce. It's the crunchiest lettuce.
Are you saying iceberg is the best lettuce and it's the only lettuce I've mentioned so far?
I think it's my go-to because it's so crunchy.
Wow. I am amazed. I did not think iceberg would be your number one. Okay. Wow. All right. Let's go to some others. Romaine.
I like a romaine. But there, I have a love-hate relationship with it. Sometimes I love it and I buy it, and sometimes I buy it and I hate it.
Why?
Because sometimes it's like dirty in the middle and you're like cleaning it and you're like, why is this so dirty on every little leaf? That's kind of gross. And like, I don't know. It has to be cut like small enough where it's not so, I don't know. I just have like, sometimes I am in the mood and sometimes I'm not.
You are throwing me with your lettuce decisions. I'm amazed. Spinach.
I like spinach a lot, and I like it sometimes for a salad. I like it better sauteed, but sometimes spinach gets that foamy thing on your tongue, and
okay.
I don't like that.
Okay. That I can kind of understand. The iceberg, but you take iceberg over spinach?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So crunch. It's all about the crunch.
Wow. Okay, arugula.
I like arugula, but I like that like a spinach in a mix situation and not a full arugula salad. And even if there is a full arugula salad, I'd like a little radicchio or an endive in there.
You want a mix in there. You don't want,
a mix.
Okay. Okay. Frisée.
A topping, don't need to eat it as a salad.
God damn. I thought we'd be salad buddies by now. We're not there yet. I think we'll get there. We are not salad buddies. Wow. Butter lettuce.
Love butter lettuce.
Butter lettuce is fun. Yeah.
Butter lettuce is like the more flavorful version of iceberg.
I 100% agree. That is exactly right.
I'm into it.
Endives.
Love an endive. Love an endive. Hardly buy it myself, but sure. Love when there's an endive salad with some Parmesan, shaved Parmesan.
Ooh.
And some lemon. I'm into it.
Okay. That to me, endive to me is a restaurant salad. That's mm-hmm. a nice restaurant salad. Escarole.
Which one is escarole?
Escarole is kind of like frisée, I thought. It's very similar.
I don't want it. I want it as a topping.
You are anti frisée and escarole. Escarole is a leaf vegetable belonging to the genus Cicorium, which includes similar bitter leaf vegetables. It's in the radicchio and endive family. Oh, you know what? It looks a little bit like endive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then radicchio we talked about. You want that in a
meal. I like when someone else prepares that because I feel like you can go wrong with that. But when it's good, it's very good.
Okay.
So, there's a bitter taste to it. So there needs to be like someone who knows like the ratio of taste.
Okay. So you, for a lot of these, you want a mix. Okay.
Yeah, so like a mix.
Your number one is iceberg.
It's the safest bet.
How is it safer than...
And I like the crunch.
Okay, so you're...
I just don't like it as much as I like iceberg.
Do you think that you could get a different lettuce and get the same crunch for the toppings?
I would rather have iceberg. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather have iceberg and then a mixed green... with like spinach and like leafy stuff.
Okay. What's the one you're kicking out of bed?
The frisée. I don't like those little toppings.
You don't like the little thingies, the little like.
Yeah, they're fine, but like I wouldn't eat a whole bowl of that. It would have to be in a mix.
Okay. I'm going to say for me, my go-to would be arugula. That's the thing we get the most at home. We make a lot of arugula salads.
I like arugula.
The one I'm kicking out is iceberg. Iceberg really needs to be eaten only in one scenario, which we will get into. Otherwise, I just think it's just bland and wet. And I get that you like crunch because you're a crunchy person. That's a compliment. But I think there's better ways to get that crunch than getting iceberg. I'm amazed at the iceberg thing, man. I might need a minute because I really thought at most you're going to be like, nah, iceberg, whatever. I thought you'd be an iceberg's whatever person.
No, it's all about the crunch and it's all about how you cut it. The romaine gets too soggy.
Well, all of these get real soggy if you don't eat them fast enough. Ooh, here's the thing. Oh, let's just talk pure nightmare. That nightmare of opening up your vegetable crisper and there's just a bag of like brown, wet, wilted lettuce.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, but that can be with any of the lettuces. That is truly.
Oh, romaine really goes pretty fast and iceberg lasts a really long time.
Iceberg lasts a real long time because it has no flavor.
Right. And that's why I like it.
I don't get that. Oh my God. All right. Let's move on to veggies. I know the answer to this because you're a veggie fiend. You can never have too much veggies in a salad.
No, you could never have too many veggies.
There's never a point where I've been like, why is there so many veggies on this salad?
Agreed.
Have you
ever? Although, sometimes when I make my salads, like I think I'm in like a red pepper mood, and then I don't eat any of the red peppers. And I'm like, well, I guess that was kind of a waste.
So wait, you'll make a salad, you'll cut up some red pepper, put it in the salad, and then as you're eating the salad, realize that you don't want the red pepper?
And I'll just stay in there.
Why hadn't you realized it while you're cutting it?
I don't know. I thought I wanted it. I thought I was into it.
Oh, that speaks volumes. You thought you were into it, and then you're like, you know what? I don't need this. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't get that either. Wow. Our salad games are so different. But agreed, veggies, you can never have too much. I don't think, except maybe when I was like real young, I've ever had a salad with it's just lettuce. If someone served me a salad of just lettuce, would you be like, what the hell?
I've had like a side salad that just comes with like that and like some shaved carrots and like
yes,
a couple of sad croutons.
But that's not what you like, want.
No one wants just lettuce.
Yeah, agree. Unless you're like a child who's being forced to eat lettuce. All right, let's get into some best and worst. What's the best veggie to put on a salad? It's your number one. It's got to be the one that's always.
I don't know. There's so many tomatoes. Let's choose one.
Oh, that's so funny because I put that as my worst.
I love tomatoes.
I love tomatoes. Let me hit you with a caveat. Tomato wedges. I don't like tomato wedges in a salad.
That's fine. I don't typically eat tomato wedges.
You do the little like Roma or the little
grape. I do the little ones, the grape ones, or I slice tomatoes and put them on my salad.
Like a full sliced tomato? Like a big like round?
Slice and then a slice. And then slice it in half.
Okay. Yeah, to me, I feel it weighs down the salad and makes it all wet and heavy, which I don't like. So that's my worst. Let me give you my best before I ask you your worst. My best is purple cabbage.
Oh, I love purple cabbage.
Purple cabbage on a salad. Just, you probably love it because of the crunch.
I love the crunch. I love pickled purple cabbage on my salads.
Yeah. Purple cabbage makes it pretty, all good. What is your worst thing on a salad? What's your worst veggie on a salad?
What is my worst veggie on a salad?
What do you hate?
I don't know.
Something. There's got to be.
A raw green pepper, maybe?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're in the green, no green pepper.
Yeah, maybe a raw green pepper.
That is a fair one. I don't mind it and I'll eat it. But if I see a green pepper in, I'll just be like, nah. Okay, isn't that interesting? Because if you saw a yellow or orange or red pepper, you'd be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but there's a certain taste to a green pepper that's really, it's just like a sharper taste.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little harsher.
Yeah.
A little harsher. I can get behind that. But for me, it would be tomato wedges. Let me get on a subtopic. I don't know if you know this about me because I don't think I talk about it that much, but I don't like onions.
I think I knew that.
Okay, so I have brought it up like
once. Yeah, just once.
Like in
passing. Maybe your wife told me.
I think that's it because I don't like to talk about myself a lot. That's a thing a lot of people don't know about me. I like to be quiet. Onions on a salad to me are traumatizing.
Hmm.
Now, there's stuff on, I understand onions on certain things, even though I don't like it. The thing about onions on salads is it overpowers the entire salad. Do you put onions on your salad or are you just kind of like, if onions are on it, that's fine?
I typically don't put them on my salads at home, but I'm totally fine with an onion on salad.
Okay. When
I eat pickled onions, I put them on my salad.
Oh, okay. All right. What about, this is the thing that makes me angry the most. If there's onions on my salad and I can see them, like a white onion or a red onion, I'm annoyed, but I'm like, that's fine, I'll pick them off. It's like chives or green onions on a salad. Drives me batty. Because then you can't see them. Yeah, I like that. Oh.
I like that.
Would you take the green onions and chives over like a white onion or red onion on a salad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. makes me so mad because I can't pick. Then you just, I'm spending 5 minutes picking them out of my salad. It's trauma.
Well, you should have asked your server what's in the salad. And when she said chives or onions, you should have said, I don't want that in my salad.
Let me tell you something, Missy, I do. And sometimes they just do it anyway.
I don't know. You should eat it. I bet it's really good.
No, it's terrible. Unless they're doing it just to say like, hey, I know this guy, Kirk. Screw him.
Right.
That's probably.
No, I like chives. I used to eat this like, kind of like a Chinese chicken salad when I was younger with like these chives and noodles. Yep. It was so good.
We're going to get into that. I'm so glad you brought that up. That's coming up soon. Let's finish out the vegetable section. What's the most underrated veggie on a salad that they're like, this needs to be more on?
Cucumbers go a long way. I don't know if they're underrated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I like to put like a lot of pickled things on my salads that you don't see that often in like a restaurant.
You do.
So, like olives and like pepperoncini peppers. And so like pickled things are really, really good in salads. But you don't see that often because the vinegar with the dressing might, you know, but I like that.
Yeah. Do you put multiple pickle things on? Will you put olives and pepperoncinis, or is it just one pickle thing?
Oh, no, I'll do multiple.
You're multiple. Okay.
Yeah.
My most underrated would be radishes.
Radishes are great.
I love it. It's got the crunch that you love.
Love radishes.
Yeah. I think radishes are underrated, even if they're, especially if they're pickled, but regular radishes, I think, are underrated on a salad and I think need more love.
Hmm.
I think
I love a radish.
Okay. Most overrated veggie.
You were going to say tomatoes?
No, that's my worst. I have an overrated.
An overrated on a salad. Carrots.
Oh, didn't think of that one. Why?
I don't know. I've tried carrots, and sometimes if I have nothing left and I have carrots, I'll like put them in my salad. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't need a carrot in my salad ever. What if I like never had a carrot again.
Like a purple carrot?
Fine. But if I never had a carrot in my salad ever again, I would not even notice.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I love carrots in my salad. If they're not in there, I'm not mad, but
How do you cut them?
Well, I like a chunky carrot. So I will cut them in a very weird sort of diagonal.
Okay.
Like on a slant. So all the carrots have like a little slant to them.
Okay. I see.
That's my favorite way to eat them. My most overrated was mushrooms.
I love mushrooms, and same like with the iceberg lettuce. I like white button mushrooms. I like all sorts of different mushrooms
on the salad, raw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I find I'm okay with it. I won't pick them out; they're fine. I just don't think they add any value to my salad. They're fine. Did you think we would be this opposite on salads? Did you think we'd be more salad buds?
I don't really take you as like a salad kind of guy. So I didn't really think, I don't know if I thought you'd have strong opinions about
salads. You don't think of me as a salad guy.
No.
Why don't you think of me as a salad guy?
I feel like you're a sandwich guy.
I mean, you're not far off, but I'm actually a salad guy, which is shocking.
Yeah.
I eat more salads for lunch than sandwich.
Yeah. See, I eat mostly salads for lunch.
Okay. That's why I thought we would be more aligned.
Mm.
And for
many ways to do a salad.
So many ways, which we're seeing. I don't know why this is, but for some reason, my feelings are hurt that you don't think I'm a salad guy. And I don't know why.
I just feel, I don't know. We've talked a lot of sandwiches on the show and we haven't talked a lot of salads.
All right. Well, we're doing it now. And let's move on to toppings. I know this, but I'm going to do this in a series of questions. We're going to do the 1-2-3 game on the count of three. One, two, three. Does cheese belong on salad? One, two, three. No.
Yes.
Does shredded cheese belong on salad? One, two, three. No.
Yes.
No. Shredded cheese, I think, is annoying on salad. You don't
love
shredded cheese.
Crumbles, shredded. I'll take it all.
Do you like cheese chunks, like chunks of cheese, like sure. a square? Okay.
Yes.
Any cheese on a salad?
Any cheese on a salad.
Does your salad have to have cheese?
I would like it to have cheese.
Do most of your salads have cheese?
90% of my salads have cheese.
What's the main cheese you put on your salad?
A Parmesan, a blue cheese, a Swiss is nice. Mm-hmm. A provolone is nice. But like typically if I'm doing it myself, a Parmesan.
Okay. Parmesan's good enough. Unless it's a salad that specifically requires cheese, I don't think you need cheese on a salad. I don't hate it. It's not like it's gross. I don't want it. I just go, nah, it's fine. And shredded cheese on a salad, I don't think it goes well with the salad dressing. I think it just
I like it shredded up. And I love shaved.
Shaved. If it's a shaved, like if you're going, this is a shaved Parmesan salad, definitely.
So good.
Those are so good. But to me, that's different because that's a specific.
Yeah.
Specific salad. I just think not all salad needs cheese. The majority of my salads don't have cheese. But what's your favorite protein then that's not cheese? Rank them for me. Chicken, beef, pork, tofu. I don't know why I'm bringing this one up. Fish.
On a salad, yep. I usually just have chicken.
Okay.
Or yeah. I'll have a steak.
Steak salad. Ooh, so good.
Every once in a while, I'll do tuna.
Yeah.
But that's it. I would never put pork on a salad. I would never put tofu on a salad.
You never put tofu on a salad?
No. Not on a cold salad. I mean, sometimes like the Whole Foods, like I'll get there. They have like a tofu in their section, but at home, I wouldn't do that.
Wow. I get the pork. I honestly just threw pork in there just to see if you've been like, oh, I've had pork on salad. And then I'm like, what? I can't believe you don't put a tofu on salad. If you're just trying to get extra healthy, sure. I'm a big fan of that. Fish. Have you done like a salmon on it ever or anything like that? Or is it just tuna?
I have, but I don't typically order that.
Okay. Steak salad, man. I forgot.
Yeah.
About
steak
that.
Salad is really good. I'll typically go for a chicken, but like if steak is an option and I'm in the mood, great.
Yeah, I agree. I'm mostly chicken, but a steak salad is something special. Okay. Overrated, underrated, properly rated croutons.
I don't usually put croutons. Okay. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. I'm going to go with underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm overrated.
I don't use them that often, but they're so good. Like when you get your hands on some croutons, like it's like, oh, I wish these were good for you because I would just put I would just eat the bag of croutons.
You said right out of the box.
Yeah.
Unless it's part of a specific salad, I think croutons are overrated. I don't think they need it on a salad. And it's one of those things I associated it as you put croutons on a salad for a kid so the kid will eat the salad.
I totally agree. Yeah. It's like, it's my version of eating mozzarella sticks.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
And mozzarella sticks are still for children.
God. Damn you. I'm trying to be a better person. And then you just throw that right in our face on a salad episode. Screw your stupid cold cheese on a burger then. Even though the people have voted. Hey, I know you believe this. Nuts on salad. I think people sleep on that.
Love nuts on a salad.
So good. So good.
Love love nuts on a salad. I like almonds on a salad. I like sunflower seeds on a salad. I like pumpkin seeds on a salad. I like, what are those, pine nuts are amazing on a salad.
Yeah,
you can do a lot with nuts on a salad.
100%. Thank you for making that hand gesture when you said it, because it emphasized your correctness. Yeah, I think people don't put enough nuts on salad. I really don't. There's no downside to nuts on a salad because you're getting healthy protein.
Walnuts, hazelnuts.
You're getting your crunch. You're getting different components in the salad.
So good.
Yeah. I think also people sleep on this, beans on a salad.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
I like a garbanzo bean on a salad.
I'm not sure
I need another kind of bean.
Okay. That's interesting, because I was going to put this in the outline of versus chickpeas, garbanzo beans versus black beans. Garbanzo beans versus black beans.
On a salad?
Yeah, which
on
one?
On a salad in life, black beans 100,000%. On a salad, chickpeas.
Oh my God. Black beans. I hate chickpeas on a salad almost as much as I hate onions on a salad.
Why?
They're just weird. I don't like chickpeas unless they're ground down into hummus.
Mm.
And for some reason on a salad, they're in the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the way. And I think black beans accompany it more. I love black beans on a salad. Sometimes I'll just throw them on just because. So I'm a big fan. I don't like the chickpeas or garbanzo beans. Hey, side note. What do you actually call them in everyday life?
I think I call them both.
Okay. I typically say chickpeas.
Yeah, I think I call them both.
Okay. Well, you're special. Last topping, bacon bits.
I don't need them. Yeah. I want bacon. Not bacon bits.
Okay. What if it's bacon? It's bigger. It's actual bacon. It's broken up. It's a little bigger in the salad.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I want.
Okay. Thank God you're not a crazy person, because of course I do. I do too. I'm not nuts. I'm not nuts. You don't want the little ones.
I don't want the fake ones. I want bacon.
I'm glad you brought that up. You don't want bacos.
I don't want that.
Bacos are weird.
Yeah.
Bacos are weird.
I haven't had those in years. I would like to have, like, I have bacon and I was like, ooh, maybe I'll bake bacon and I'll crumble it, but I don't think it's good anymore, so I didn't want to do it. But I like bacon, but I don't want those little weird flaky bits.
Yeah, but you'll put it, and you don't necessarily put bacon on your salads at home, but if there's a salad at a restaurant that has bacon on it, you're like, hell yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ever saying, hey, hold the bacon on a salad that has advertised bacon on it?
No.
Thank you.
I'm just ordering a different salad.
Yes. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for being you. Let's get into some dressings, because literally dressings to me is the most important part. No? Yes?
Yes. Keep going. I have.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. Well, the first question, do you ever do no dressing?
No, I would never do that. That's insane.
Can you do me a kindness?
Yes.
Can you say that one more time, but then add Anne and Lily?
Anne and Lily, I would never eat a salad without dressing because that's totally insane.
Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, Lily hates me and doesn't listen to the show. Anne does. Yeah. No dressing. What are you doing with your life? Right?
It's completely insane.
It's insane. And they both do it. Lily does it for every salad. Every salad, she's like, no dressing. Don't give me any dressing.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then Anne will be like, oh, I don't like any of these dressings, so I'll have no dressing on it. And I'm like, well, then just don't get the salad then.
Yeah, like, oh, that's so weird to me. It's right? Like, I have to have dressing. I have to have a lot of dressing, too.
Ooh, you a drowner?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit of a drowner. Not as much as I used to be as a kid, but I'm a little bit, yeah.
I mean,
the dressing is everything. Otherwise, what are we doing with our fucking lives?
I agree.
Great. Let's get into some dressings then. Okay. Oh, let's do this on the count of three. On the count of three, name your favorite dressing. Not your favorite, not your one that you use the most, the one that you're like, this is the tastiest one.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, balsamic
Caesar.
Vinaigrette. Oh, wow. Oh, Lindsay, I can't believe you said that. Oh.
I don't ever eat it.
No. But that's.
I always make a vinaigrette, yes. Some sort of oil and vinaigrette. I make it. But Caesar salad, like the jam.
Your honesty has redeemed you in my eyes. Because Caesar salad dressing is great. Let's get into these. Vinaigrette, to me, is the number one. It's always been my number one, even as a kid. I'm going to hit you with a caveat. I don't want any sort of fruity vinaigrette. This is a raspberry. Yeah.
No.
Sweet salad dressing fucks shit up.
No.
Yes. Oh, great. Okay. Oil and vinegar. Do you do... just straight up oil and vinegar?
I do oil and vinegar, salt and pepper. I do oil and vinegar with a little bit of mustard in it. Or I'll do oil and vinegar with some Parmesan cheese.
Let's just say with nothing, unfettered oil and vinegar.
Love it.
So you will just go, I'm just going to pour oil and vinegar. I do that too. And I do that as kind of a last resort if I can't get into a vinaigrette. If I can't get more stuff, but I'm fine with the normal vinegar. What's your go-to vinegar?
It fluctuates back and forth, but if I had to choose, it would be a red wine.
Oh, see, mine's balsamic. Red wine would be my second.
I keep both, and I'm typically, yeah. I go through like a week of one phase and then a week of the other.
Yeah. Okay. But like a strawberry vinaigrette, a raspberry vinaigrette.
No.
Those are garbage. I don't like
that. Absolutely not.
Okay. I know the answer to this one. I'm bringing it up just because it's a dressing. Ranch, not on salad.
Absolutely not.
Wrong.
Last resort.
Wow. I would actually do no dressing over ranch dressing.
I've done it in a pinch, but I would not do ever no dressing. I would just not eat the salad.
Okay. Would you judge someone if they had ranch dressing on their salad?
No.
I would.
People like ranch.
I know. Bad people like ranch.
Yeah, but some of my friends like ranch and like they just like ranch.
Some of those people are bad people. And in 2021, we're going to eliminate them from your life because they're toxic.
Oh, good thing you can't see anyone these days anyway.
So it doesn't matter. All right. I know the answer to this one too, but still, blue cheese.
Love it.
Love it. Can never put it on.
I don't put blue cheese dressing on. That would be insane. Dressing.
Would you put blue cheese?
No, I mean, it's delicious, but I don't ever use it. It would be
exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly. It's just, it's a catastrophe to put on a salad. It's just, you might as well just not have a salad.
It would be crazy.
Yes. That being said, tastes yummy.
I'd dip a carrot in there any day.
Yes, you would. Okay. Let's get a little old school here. Thousand Island.
Trash.
It's which trashier, Thousand Island or ranch?
Thousand Island.
Okay, I'll give you that too. First of all,
it's literally ketchup and mayonnaise.
It with like relish in it.
It's not good.
Yes. I don't know anyone who to this day has Thousand Island dressing or even.
I've seen it.
Wow. You've seen people eat it?
I've seen people eat it.
Oof. Those are some rough people. All right. I'm going to bring this one up, and this is so old school that in my head, I feel like I've made it up. But there was a point when I was very young where I was obsessed with French dressing.
That's a thing.
I don't see it anymore.
Similar to Thousand Island.
It was a little smoother. It was a little more vinegary. It had a little more vinegar to it. But you're right. It was very similar. As a kid, I would eat French dressing all the time. I don't see it anymore.
I don't really see it anymore either, but that was very popular.
Yeah, it had its moment, and like I don't see it in restaurants. I don't see it in stores, and I don't know what happened to French dressing. I don't miss it, but it is a part of my childhood.
You can find it at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take another look, but I've never seen it.
Okay. I've seen it in the grocery store.
All right, then. I stand corrected. All right, Caesar salad, Caesar dressing.
There is a Caesar dressing. Maybe it's Newman's Own. That's like a vinaigrette one.
Yes.
That is so good.
Yeah.
A vinaigrette Caesar dressing is like
you can't believe it. Do you think that Caesar dressing only belongs on a Caesar salad?
No. Okay. Live your life.
Do you know like the traditional Caesar salad?
Yes.
Which is just because I don't think you would like it.
No, I love it.
Because it's romaine.
I know, but the dressing and the croutons and the chicken and the parmesan. Oh, so good.
I once, in high school, I worked at a fine dining establishment called Hunter's Hollow in Cleveland. And I was a busboy for about 5 or 6 months. And it was very old school. This being the mid-80s, they had a maitre d' and a tux. And if you ordered a Caesar salad, he would come out with a cart and make the Caesar salad at the table. And he would do all the salad and he would mix it and he'd take the raw egg and mix it and make a homemade Caesar dressing. And there was always some left over and he'd always give me the big bowl to eat.
Love it.
So good. So it was so old school good. And they put anchovies in it. It was real.
The anchovies, I don't want pieces of anchovies like on the side, but I'm happy with it in the dressing. I just don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I understand about that. That makes sense. But it was old school goodness. Okay, moving on. Honey mustard.
Honey mustard belongs in a small plastic tub for your chicken McNuggets. And I don't even want that. I want barbecue.
You are speaking truth. You are speaking the word of God.
Honey mustard could literally go suck it. And if a sandwich has honey mustard, there better be a Dijon twist in that honey mustard. That better be a honey mustard Dijon situation, because if it is straight up honey mustard, I'm very upset.
I stand corrected. Our t-shirt of 2021 is honey mustard can go suck it. Lindsay Gentile nailed it.
So I mean, true. Who?
Yeah.
Who is doing that?
Babies with baby palates are eating.
Unreal.
Yeah. Last one. I'm interested in what you think about this one. I don't like it, but I can understand why people would. Green goddess dressing.
That's the one that makes you have a baby, right?
Wait, what? Huh? Gershpanky? What?
Give me a minute.
Hang on a second. You look this up. I'm going to tell everyone what green goddess dressing is, why you look this up. Green goddess dressing is a salad dressing typically containing mayonnaise, sour cream, chervil, which is aka parsley, chives, anchovy, tarragon, lemon juice, and
pepper. I think Green Goddess dressing can go fuck itself. But let's get into this. Makes you have a baby?
There's a certain type of salad dressing that makes you have a baby.
It'll induce labor?
Yeah.
What?
Here, hold on. Maternity salad.
Maternity salad.
For some reason, I thought it was a gorgonzola. Forget it. Romaine lettuce, gorgonzola cheese, walnuts, watercress, and the secret herb balsamic dressing.
That's got to be like a old wives' tale or something.
Yeah, but there's a thing. Like, okay. You go get the salad. I'm into a Green Goddess dressing. I'm okay with it.
Are you? With the... Oh, because the anchovies in it, so you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And you're good with the mayo and sour cream in it.
I mean, sure. I'm an oil and vinegar kind of girl. I'm a vinaigrette kind of lady. Yeah,
and this doesn't have that.
But I would eat it. It's not like French dressing or ranch.
Or honey mustard.
Yeah, I would eat that. I would still eat that.
I think I would probably take honey mustard over Green Goddess. Just because of the mayo and the chives. I can't have that. I can't. I don't want that in my life. All right, let's get into some types of salads and then we'll get into some eating. Okay. Taco salad.
Love it.
Love it. That's the one salad that we have in our home that is like specifically a dinner thing where we're like, okay, we're going to make a taco salad. We're going to do greens and we'll do like ground beef and tortillas. Here's the thing, Mel. I cannot stand a tortilla bowl.
I'm into it.
You're into the tortilla bowl. I cannot.
I'm okay with that.
Even if it doesn't it get all mungy at the end?
You just eat like the top of it a little bit. You don't eat the whole thing.
Okay. Actually, I haven't had a taco bowl in.
Yeah, you just eat parts of it. And the soggy parts you just ignore.
Okay. Seems like a lot of mess.
No, it's great.
What we do is we compose it. So we'll get tortilla chips, make it like a bed, and then put everything in between.
Love it. I love it.
Great stuff. You brought this up, Chinese chicken salad. For a hot minute, that was a big deal. But you haven't had it in a while, right?
Haven't had it in a while. Would definitely order because I love like the cabbage situation, but I don't necessarily need all the oranges.
Oh, the mandarin oranges. I can't.
Yeah. But I like everything else that's in it. I like the peanut dressing. I'm into it. Peanuts, into it.
I know you love fruit. I know you love fruit salad. What about fruit in a salad?
Don't need it.
Don't do it. 100%. Fucks everything up.
Every once in a while, like a pear, gorgonzola, walnut situation is nice if the ratios are good and the place is good. But I don't need it. I don't want a strawberry in my salad.
No, I don't want a grape. Grape, no. I would take a cranberry. I take a dried cranberry.
I don't really want it.
I know you wouldn't do raisins in it.
No.
I understand. But fun fact, do you know who basically made the Chinese chicken salad popular?
No.
Oh. Wolfgang Puck.
Yes.
Yep. He opened a restaurant called Xinhua, which I think I ate there once when I first moved to LA. And it's known for it opened in like 83. And it's like known for the Chinese chicken salad.
Interesting.
So if you can visualize sometime in the mid to late 80s, every Hollywood executive douchebag was going to Xinhua and getting a Chinese chicken salad and a Perrier.
Yeah. Or a glass of Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. Because you gotta have a little something during the lunch because then you're going to do some lines of cocaine in the afternoon.
100%.
And so it all just balances out. Okay, you also mentioned before, Cobb salad. Cobb salad's
good. Yeah, sometimes I get into like some Cobb craving.
Cobb salad is good, but again, if you're eating a Cobb salad, you're not eating a healthy salad.
No, it's not healthy at all.
No, but it's
it's pretty damn yummy. So
it's got all the delicious things.
It has all the cheese, the chicken. To me, here's the thing with the cheese. I let crumble blue cheese in a salad. That's pretty special. And that's what the cop has.
So good.
Do you remember, this is a memory for me, and these aren't that popular anymore, but in the 70s and 80s, there's a big thing, a chef salad.
Yeah, I love a chef salad.
Chef salad to me is like the mom salad. Like if I'm a little kid and going out to lunch with my mom, like I'm like 6 or 7, she's getting the chef salad.
There's some good protein in there.
It's everything you love. It's iceberg lettuce. It's chunks of cheese and chunks of meat and egg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it around? I don't see it around that much anymore.
I don't see it around that much. I think the Cobb has taken over.
You are correct.
The Cobb is better than the chef.
It is, definitely. Do you think the Cobb is the new mom salad?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love that. Yes, the Cobb is the new mom salad. That's right. A couple more. Salad niçoise.
I like it.
Do you like it because of the tuna and the olives?
Yeah.
You're good with that. It's a rough beat for me because the olives, again, as we've said, flavor boys.
Love an olive.
But I love the tuna in it. You'll take an olive in any salad then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black or green? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I like both.
Wow. All right. Let's get to the last one. This is the last type of salad that I wanted to talk about. And to me is, I'm going to say this, hot take. It's barely a salad. That being said, it might be one of the tastiest salads ever. And that's the traditional steakhouse wedge salad.
Right.
So it's basically a half a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
Got blue cheese all over it and bacon. Also has red onions, but you can get rid of that. One of the tastiest salads ever. Are you here for it?
I'm here for it. I don't usually order it, but I'm here for it.
I will order it if I'm in a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Like if I go to a steakhouse with my brother and it's like, okay, we're getting a wedge salad. Knowing full well that there's no nutritional value in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. None. But good. But you're okay with the blue cheese dressing on that?
Yeah, because it's like a special thing.
It is a special thing. It's almost like a dessert. You're almost like it's a naughty thing. A wedge salad is a naughty thing, which is a weird thing to say about a dessert. Or I'm sorry, about a salad. All right. Before we get into how's it taste, I'm going to do 3 internet salad hacks that I found. I want to know if you're here for it or you're like, nah, don't need. Okay. Number one. If you're making a salad at home, put the salad dressing in the bowl first, then add the salad.
Why?
I don't know. This is the internet. Maybe to make it.
No, I want to put it all over it. I want to put it all over it.
So you want to put it all over it. So the idea of putting salad dressing in first, then doing the salad, then mixing it all together is no.
No.
I agree. Doesn't matter. It's all good. It tastes the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. Internet salad hack number 2. Rub garlic in a bowl before creating the salad.
That's probably good.
I'd say so. I try it once. I try it. Probably don't need it in every salad.
No, and if you put garlic in your dressing, it's really nice.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%. All right. Final one. This one I'm like, what? But I can see a use for it. Chopsticks. Using chopsticks to eat a salad.
No. I'd like a fork.
I need a fork. I guess if you're trying to eat slow, maybe. But then I'm just shoveling it in anyway. Just like a
shovel
monster.
It in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hot take 2. I love shoveling in a salad.
Yeah. The best. Oh, great.
Just you don't need to be dainty with a salad.
No, you do not.
There's no need to be dainty with a salad. Which is what we're going to do right now, because now it's time for How's It Taste?
How's It Taste?
This is the part of the show where we surprise each other with a food based on the theme of today's show to see if we like it. Since today's episode is all about the salad, that's the type of food we'll be eating. But we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have a salad contest.
I made a salad. Lindsay made a salad. We're going to describe our salads as we eat them. And then we have taken pictures of them, which we will post on Instagram on our Yummy page. And you guys are going to tell us who the winner is of this salad. So do you want to go first or second? I'm good either way.
I'll go first.
You go first. You want to grab your salad.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is. Tell us the dressing.
I forgot to put something on it. Hold on.
Oh, add a little secret ingredient at the last minute, I see.
Yeah, I forgot about these guys. So I'm going to take another picture.
Okay, that's fair.
Hold, totally fair. Hold the phone.
It's at a distance. I like your bowl already. You have a nice
bowl. Okay. I got a really good bowl.
You did have a really good bowl.
So I made a mom salad. I made a Cobb salad.
You did make a Cobb salad.
But it doesn't have any meat. So it has an egg.
Yeah.
It has avocado. It has mushrooms. It has blue cheese crumbles. It has tomatoes. It has sunflower seeds. And it has croutons.
Oh, wow. I am impressed.
And then I made a dressing.
Yeah.
Which is what I usually do. I usually make my own dressing. And it has, hold on, just make sure we're still recording. Okay. So my dressing has red wine vinegar, oil, salt, and then like a garlic pepper like seasoning, and a little bit of Dijon mustard.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So we're going to do that.
This is great. This is great.
And then I'm going to eat it and tell you how it tastes.
All right.
I'm having a little bit of the avocado.
Yeah.
A little bit of the egg.
Go ahead.
I used mixed greens for this guy.
Okay. I like this salad. Interesting you put the mushrooms in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's typically not a cow, but this is your interpretation, which is great with salad. You can interpret it however you want.
Blue cheese. Yeah, usually like I don't get the croutons, but it was all there and I just felt like I had to do it.
Yeah. With the croutons, a good added touch.
It's just like a fun adventure. Delicious.
Croutons. A fun adventure. So
blue cheese is so good.
Blue cheese probably adds a lot to it, especially because that's basically the protein.
Mm.
Okay. So, you got a crunchy salad.
Good time.
All right. So to recap, Lindsay made a variation of a Cobb salad.
Yes.
That's a veggie salad, basically. I mean, no meat.
Yeah. There's no chicken or bacon.
No chicken or bacon, but it's got veggies. It's got avocado.
Egg.
It's got egg.
Cucumbers, tomatoes, mushrooms, blue cheese, sunflower seeds.
And your own red wine vinaigrette.
And my own vinaigrette.
All right. I'm very impressed. All right.
Thank you.
It's going to be my turn. I'm going to go grab my salad right now. Here we go.
Yeah, go get it. Ooh.
In our fancy bowl.
Wow.
So this has a lot. Oh, I didn't get a fork. Son of a bee. This is a chopped spinach salad with a little bit of romaine. Not a lot, because this is what we had. And then it's got peppers, like yellow peppers and red peppers. A little bit of tomatoes, like the small like Roma tomatoes.
Mm.
And almonds on the top.
Ooh, I like that.
With almonds on the top. Now, my dressing is similar to yours, except it's a balsamic.
Yes. So what do you put in yours?
So I make a homemade dressing. It's the only dressing I use. We don't buy our dressings. So it's balsamic vinegar, some oil, and then it is a little bit of Dijon mustard. It's a little bit of honey. And then I have salt, pepper, garlic powder, oregano, and basil.
That sounds great.
It's my favorite dressing. It's one of the first things as an adult that I figured out how to make on my own.
Same.
Was a salad. Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Were you like, I made a salad dressing. I'm officially a grown up. And it's also one of those things that I would bring to college dinner parties to try to
be fancy.
To be fancy. Exactly. So we'd be like, yeah, I'd be at like a theater party, dinner party, and people are bringing stuff. And I would bring my balsamic vinaigrette and try to impress people.
That's kind of what happened to me. Like my friend made me dinner, but she was older. She was like my teacher. Mm-hmm. She was young. She was like maybe 10 years older than me. And she made me dinner and she made her own dressing. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
What a concept. You could make your own dressing.
You don't think of that as like a teenager. You're like, oh, wait, that's a thing you can actually do. And the answer is yes, you can.
Yeah.
And you should do it.
You so should good. Do it
all the time. I have to run and get a fork. So I'm just going to
get that. A fork. Get a fork. I know we made these salads and then they just sat there.
Yeah. Full disclosure to everyone here. I'm assuming this is your lunch, right?
Yeah.
Like 100% because we record during lunchtime. I'm fucking starving.
Starving.
Yeah. So I'm going to eat this now. Here we go. Yep. Mm. I need more.
Good.
Very good.
Now, how often do you eat a salad like this?
Not the chopped part. The chopped part was just to be fancy.
Got it.
But all the other components, at least twice a week for like lunch. Yeah. Yeah. And if there's no like leftover protein, we'll put in turkey. Sometimes tuna, sometimes canned chicken if I'm in a bind. But I have egg white in here too.
Egg white in the dressing.
Egg white in the salad.
Wow.
I put some egg white in it too. So yes. So these are our salads. So once again, it's a chopped spinach salad with chicken, almonds, egg white, peppers, and tomatoes and a little bit of almonds. And then yours is the Cobb salad.
Mm-hmm.
No meat, but avocado, mushroom.
When you guys see how beautiful mine is, you're going to vote for me.
I don't know. Mine's kind of pretty as fuck. I don't know who's going to win.
It's going to be me.
Why do you think it's going to be you?
Listeners, make me proud.
Oh my God. Why are you pandering? You can't just pander.
Make me proud, you guys. Make me proud.
You might as well just start handing out money.
I might have to do that.
2021's made you competitive as fuck. Wow. Let me just tell you this, too. I find it very funny that right now this podcast is just us eating salad and talking.
Well, we're hungry and these salads are delicious and we're salad people.
We are salad people. And if you take one thing away from this, Lindsay, is that I am a salad person.
I get it now. Okay. Now I know. I didn't know. Sorry.
And knowing's half the battle. And now it's time for What You Eatin'.
What You Eatin'.
We're going to close out the show as we do every show with a food recommendation, anything you are currently obsessing over or can recommend, based on today's theme. Do you have anything? I have two, but they're quick. But go ahead if you have one.
I just want to circle back to the Thai food, a papaya salad. If you're ordering Thai food and you're not getting a papaya salad, then you are not doing life right. So if you're in the mood for a salad, that's a great one.
That is very true. I'm so glad you brought that up. For a second, I thought you were just going to start talking Thai food. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll just start talking Thai food.
No, the papaya salad.
You're eating mushrooms just straight up on their own.
I love them.
Those are some thick-ass mushrooms as well.
Yeah.
They really are. Okay. I have two recommendations. One is pretty obvious. One, not so much. The first one is throw leftovers into your salad.
Hmm.
Any sort of leftover that you have pretty much goes good in salad. If you have leftover brown rice, if you have leftover quinoa, if you have leftover pasta that's not sauce, leftover chicken breast, anything, just toss it into a salad. You can't go wrong.
That's smart.
I'm a big believer to it. It adds more to the salad. It makes it more fun. My second recommendation is something that my wife came up with. That this is for anyone that is a, if you're a new parent, if you're a new parent or you have toddlers and you have not gotten rid of your baby bottle milk holders, keep those because they make great salad dressing shakers that you can make your own salad dressing in, shake it up, and then travel with, take to, you know, a picnic or to work. And you've got your own little portable salad bottle.
That is very smart.
Yes. That is my wife. She came up with that. And we, I mean, my kids are teenagers. We still have the bottles.
Wow.
I still take them when, you know, when we were working in the office, I still take it to work. I still use it as my salad dressing holder for when I go to work. And it's genius. It holds the perfect amount. It's very secure, easy to wash. Cannot recommend it more.
Yeah, that's really smart. I love that.
You don't even have to have a kid. Just go get the bottle. Just go get the bottle. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying you need to have a kid, Lindsay.
I don't feel like I need to have a kid, so it's fine.
Don't think so either. You have enough to deal with in me.
Hey everyone, it's Kirk. I just wanted to add a postscript to this episode. For those of you who are new to the show or for those who just don't remember, that episode actually aired 2 years ago. It was about episode 43 or 44, I think. But yes, we made salads, we compared salads, and then the next week's episode on air, I admitted that yes, I bought my salad. I did zhuzh it up and add things, I did make the vinaigrette, but I 100% went and bought that salad. And Lindsay has never forgiven me for that. Am I a bad person? Yeah, I mean, I'm a trash monster. But in my defense, it was 2021. We were all going through some things back then. So I got that going for me. Who am I kidding? I'm a complete trash monster now as well. All right, see you next week. Bye.